your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This ought to be fun. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live twice daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you need to refresh your memory or revisit something that you heard on this broadcast, just click on USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. We have a full schedule this week. Bert Bertonis, USAPrepares.com, senior science and technology instructors with us from Silicon Valley, California. Tomorrow, Dr. Norman Shealy, brain surgeon, Joel Johnson, MacGyver from Florida. The freeze-dried guy is going to join us this week somewhere in North America. And John Reagan from Missouri, and also Rob Roy. He's featured on the upcoming season on Discovery Channel's Sons of Guns. He's from Louisiana. You've seen the news, and you've seen just a small preview of the violent climate change headed our way. Scientists suggest taking a look at the weather in the United States in the recent weeks to gain an understanding of what we are in for. Wildfires, heat waves, droughts, and flooding. 3,215 high daily temperature records were set in the month of June. That's last month. Today is day number four, and millions on the East Coast are still without electricity, from New Jersey to North Carolina and as far west as Illinois. Think about it. Without refrigeration, food is spoiling in stores and warehouses. At least 22 have died. Are you preparing? Matt Stein, senior USAPrepares.com instructor and best-selling author on preparedness and survival, has written a short paper on prepping for the extreme heat and weather. There's a link on page one, USAPrepares.com. If you'd like to download this short paper with lots of links on it, just go to USAPrepares.com. You'll see it, Matt Stein, and with his paper. Just click on it, and it's in Microsoft Word format. So are you preparing for everything that you think may go wrong? You should. Not now, but right now. Would you like to save 80% or more on your home and business lighting costs? You can do that right now. Today's class, lighting, what you need to know about the three major types of lighting and their efficiencies, incandescent, fluorescent, and light-emitting diode, a.k.a. LED. With me is James Bert Bertonis from Silicon Valley, California. He's an electrical engineer. He holds a master's degree in business. And Bert is a designer, a patent holder, an expert witness, and he designs wireless and network infrastructure. Some of the world's largest companies are his customers and clients. Welcome, Bert.
Good to be with you, Ben.
Hey, let's talk about electricity, and you know what would be fun? I think if we start with, electricity is measured in watts. So why don't we talk about what a watt is, how it's sold to us, and then we can talk about the power consumption of lights for illumination in our homes and our businesses, and then we can figure out how much it costs to have lighting in our house, and then we can go to let's save money with fluorescent lighting, and then save even more with LED lighting. How about if we do it that way?
Sure. Basically, a watt is the measure of power, and it's simply volt times current, or voltage times amp, and it is sold in terms of kilowatt hours through your power company.
Okay, so a kilowatt hour is 1,000 watts, and 1,000 watts for 1 hour is how it's sold, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so in my neck of the woods, and you can tell us what it is in your neck of the woods in California, but in Missouri, a kilowatt hour would cost us about 10 cents. Now, there's some taxes involved in there, too, but about 10 cents. And what's it cost in your neck of the woods?
Well, 10 cents is a bargain. In California, it's typically about double that. Now, I am lucky in that I'm on a time of day meter, and I actually pay about 40 cents a kilowatt hour during peak times, but then it goes down to 10 cents a kilowatt hour in morning and evening and weekends.
Wow. Four times as much during peak usage time. Wow. That's incredible. Okay, so now if we just try to relate to the class how they pay for electricity, why don't we start with a 100-watt light bulb? And let's say, for example, in my kitchen here at the farm in Missouri, we have we have 11 ceiling lights, but let's say we had 10. And let's say they were 100 watts each. So 10 of those ceiling lights or can lights or recessed lighting, whatever you want to call them, 10 of those at 100 watts apiece would be 1,000 watts. So for 1 hour, turning those lights on in the kitchen would cost 10 cents, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then if we left them on for 5 hours, that'd be 50 cents.
So for 10 hours would be a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for 50 cents a day at night, or I don't know if we'd leave them on for 10 hours, but maybe 5 hours. 5 hours a day, 5 hours a day at 50 cents. That'd be 50 cents a day, right? Or 15.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like much, but, you know, your lighting is probably the most expensive part of your electric bill.
Okay. So that would be 50 cents a day. For a month, that'd be $15, you know, a 30-day month.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Now, let's talk about incandescent lights, and let's talk about if it's okay with you to talk about efficiencies within the incandescent light, which was invented when? 1879 by Edison?
That sounds correct.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about the efficiencies. Let's say is a 25 watt, do four 25 watt light bulbs produce as much light as one 100 watt light bulb?
Close, but actually it turns out in incandescent lighting, the higher the wattage, the more efficient. But what I should stress is that your incandescent light bulb is overwhelmingly inefficient. In fact, over 90% of the power is going to heat. You mentioned climate change. Well, one thing we can do to reduce the heat in our homes in the summer is not to use incandescent bulbs, because 90 to 95% of that power actually doesn't go to light. It's simply going to heat. I mean, that's why you can't touch a light bulb with your hand. It's generating heat.
Okay. And back when electricity was relatively cheap, it was no big deal. And because you could cool your house inexpensively with inexpensive electricity, and you could heat inexpensively, and you could provide light inexpensively. But those days are changing very quickly. Okay, so if 90 to 95% of the incandescent bulb goes to heat, doesn't that cause these bulbs to wear out faster than if it weren't going to heat?
Well, that's true. Anything that's hot is going to have a shortened life, but it's not so much life for the light bulb. It's really the wasted power, the cost, all the other problems that the heat causes.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about the position of a light bulb. For example, if we look at a typical lamp, like a table lamp, the light bulb base is down and the glass bulb is facing up, pointed up. Now, that is isn't that the coolest position that a light bulb can operate in?
Well, it may be, but the problem, the way you described it, is you can see that there's light being wasted that's going to the sides. Mm-hmm. And, that's another factor of the standard light bulb, is you don't always put the light where you want it. It's pretty much emitting from all axes off the center.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I was thinking is that if you have a 100-watt light bulb and it's upside down in a can light, the heat goes toward the base and is rough on the bulb base and the socket. I mean, just extraordinary amounts of heat, probably 300 plus degrees at times, maybe even more. So to eliminate that, what's our alternative? in lighting?
Well, the good news is that LED lighting is now available, and it generates very little heat. It lasts a long time, and you can put LED bulbs into the standard sockets where you've been putting your incandescent bulbs.
Okay. So what we're normally experiencing is a low voltage LED lamp fitted to a traditional bulb socket, a screw-in base. Is that called a medium base?
It is.
Okay. Screwed into a medium base socket designed by Edison. And there's some electronics in there, right, to make this LED light so that a low-voltage light that operates on direct current can operate on alternating current at a much higher voltage.
Well, that's basically it. Maybe this is a good time we can discuss the evolution of LED lighting and how they first started. The first-generation LED lights, as I call them, were basically an array of LEDs fed in series when powered by a simple rectifier circuit, something you could probably build on your garage shop with parts from Radio Shack, a bridge rectifier, a filter capacitor, and a series resistor. And you'd have maybe 10 or 20 or in some cases even 60 LEDs all arranged in a little container, and there'd be a glass lens over, and that's pretty much the first generation LED bulbs. Now, the problem with those bulbs is that they weren't really dimmable, because the LEDs are so darn efficient that even when you dimmed your dimmer to, you know, maybe 10% settings, they were pretty much still putting out full lighting. So the second generation LED bulbs, and that's what we see most available now, they actually have a more complex electronic circuit in it. There's a chip, there's maybe 10 or 20 external components, and that chip actually does all the voltage conversion. And the newest of these second-generation circuits do have the ability to be dimmed.
Okay. And so let's see if I've got this right. If I screw in an LED replacement bulb, it has all the electronics I need to work right then and there in my existing 117-volt socket.
That's correct. And it'll operate at a very high efficiency and generate very little heat.
Bert Bertonis, Silicon Valley engineer. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to save you money, 80 to 90% on your lighting bill right now. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1230. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5271, $8,2635 for a half ounce, or $4,1318 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5271, $8,2635, and $4,1318.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
With me today is Bert Bertonis. He's a electrical engineer from Silicon Valley, California. We're talking about saving money on lighting. And we've been discussing the evolution of lighting. We started with the incandescent bulb, and now we're on generation one of LED lighting. It took a bridge rectifier, a series resistor, a filter capacitor, and an LED array. And Bert, was that lighting cool to the touch?
Oh, sure. It as far as efficiency, it was up there. Basically, the problem is that those LEDs were not dimmable, and they weren't really as efficient to manufacture as the new LEDs, where you might only have one or three or five LEDs in your bulb now. They're higher voltage LEDs, and the chip you choose to drive them with from your AC is pretty much designed exactly to drive those LEDs from your AC power. So, and what's interesting is they are dimmable. You know, the dimmer kind of came about from being able to drive incandescent bulbs with a time pulse. And I don't want to get too technical, but, you know, if you wanted to dim your bulb 10%, you'd only put the power out in 1/10 bursts. And that didn't work too good on the first generation dimmers. And what's happened is they've adapted the circuits now, sort of a little bit of reverse engineering in a sense. They've adapted the circuits to work with the dimmers that were originally designed to go for incandescent bulbs. But it works quite well, and these chips work extremely efficiently. And the new generation bulbs, you can see by the glass lens, and if you look closely, you'll see, you know, like I said, three or five LEDs in them, some cases just one. And that's pretty much what you're seeing sold right now in the stores.
Okay. So how much – let's if we can build a chart that we can visualize in our radio broadcast classroom. Let's start with an incandescent light bulb that uses, let's say, 100 watts. Mm-hmm. And we haven't talked about the compact fluorescent lights. Why don't we put them in the mix for a second, because they were kind of an intermediate step, wouldn't you say?
Yes, that's an intermediate step, and it's still what most people are putting in their sockets to save money. But there are some problems with the CFLs, as they're called, compact fluorescents. And those problems are really stem from the fact that they're not as efficient as LEDs, but they're also poisonous chemicals in them. And so you don't want to break one and breathe the dust. And the other problem is the life really isn't there. I know they claim in many cases 10,000 hours, but if you frequently turn your power on and off, you'll find that they might not last any longer than a regular incandescent bulb.
Okay, so let's talk about the 100-watt standard as a incandescent light bulb, the one that we're familiar with for, you know, since as long as we've been alive. And let's compare the light output of a 100-watt light bulb. The power we know is 100 watts. If we went to a compact fluorescent light bulb, how many watts would we have that fluorescent light bulb, the compact fluorescent light bulb, consume?
Okay, so to produce approximately the same light as your 100-watt incandescent, a CFL is going to use approximately 25 watts. So you've saved 75% of your power, and that's pretty substantial. So it's about 25 watts. Now, your LED is about twice as good again, let's say about 12 watts. Now, the difference, though, is that you've already saved 75% of your power. When you save another 12 or 13%, it doesn't sound like a lot, and that's true. But there's, as we talked about, there's many other advantages of using LED lighting besides the fact that they are about twice as efficient as your CFL.
Okay. So, but if you look at the original 100 watts, and you say, okay, if I jumped from the 100-watt light bulb incandescent to an LED light bulb, I'm going to be saving almost about 80%.
In some cases, actually 90%. Some of the newer LEDs, you can actually have the same light output for about 10% of the power.
Now, I know that you have nothing financially to gain by doing this broadcast with me in any way, shape, or form, because you don't represent anybody who manufactures these light bulbs, nor any vendors. But when we come back, I'd like to ask you your experience with the original LED designs and life expectancy and what you see now with the newer designs. I'm Vin Finelli. Bert Bertonis is with me, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about saving you money on your lighting bill. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot cheetah? You've got your take. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Later on today, I'm going to be talking with Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle. He's also known as the Contrary Warrior. And he's the organizer of the American Indian takeover of Alcatraz prison many years ago. He's a medicine man, an Indian medicine man. And he also says that he is an enemy of the state. He's going to be on with me this afternoon. Interesting broadcast. You may want to tune in. Right now we're talking about saving you money with lighting, and Bert Bertonis is with me, and we're talking about Generation 1 and getting into Generation 2 of LED lighting. And I asked Bert if he would talk about his experiences with these lights and their life expectancy and so forth. Bert, please tell us what you've determined by your own engineering and testing.
Well, I would call myself an early adopter of LED lighting myself. My whole house has been equipped with LED lighting for several years now, and I experimented buying a lot of the early light bulbs. And one of the first things I found is that they would put excessive current through them in order to juice the light output. Now, that made them a little brighter, but the problem was it also drastically shortened the life of the bulbs. And if they might claim, say, 20,000 hours life, well, in reality, they only lasted maybe 1,000 hours if you were lucky. In some cases, for other reliability problems, poor circuit design, too small a capacitor, whatever, they might only last maybe 100 hours in some cases. I could tell you an interesting story. A colleague of mine here at the office needed to replace some bulbs recently in his Honda, little, you know, indicator bulbs that you put on the side of a car. And he found something on eBay, 10 bulbs for a dollar, including shipping, in the little T-socket that you put in there. And he said, boy, how could I go wrong? You know, what could I lose buying these? And I said, well, you know, go ahead. You know, what can you lose? So he bought them, and, you know, they came in a couple of weeks, and he eagerly put them in. And wouldn't you know, after about a week, the first one burnt out. And then a couple of days later, the next one burnt out. Well, he went through those 10 bulbs in about 2 weeks, and I guess he lost a dollar. But the other part of the story is that a lot of LED bulbs are experimental, and especially if you're buying something from China, there's no type of approval or certification or really adhering necessarily to any standard. So there are a lot of problems, but those are gradually getting worked out. And you know, now when you go and buy a second-generation bulb, you'll frequently see one of the major manufacturers' name on it, and those will be a lot more reliable.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
You there?
Yep, I'm here now.
Okay.
We're having technical difficulties, and what has happened is we've lost high-speed digital about 3 times during this broadcast, so we're experiencing some of the things that are happening on the East Coast here in Missouri. So let's continue. So you, I missed a few seconds of what you said.
Okay.
So,
well, basically, I was just relaying an experience that a little T-socket light bulb that a colleague of mine purchased for his Honda, those bulbs only lasted about 2 weeks because they had juiced the current so high in order to get the light output up. And they just used a single little LED that basically they were really not suitable for anybody to use.
Okay, so when we – and that's been my experience too. I mean, not specifically with those automobile LED lights, but the lighting claims in general, what I'm seeing – is that the 7-year life expectancy of a compact fluorescent, they just don't, they may last a year and a half, if I'm lucky. And if they're upside down, like in a ceiling fixture, you know, recessed ceiling fixture, they last even less. And if you turn them on and off, like a person might in a bathroom where you're, you know, turn it on for 10 minutes or so and then off again, they last even less.
And you might also ask, how do they know that they last for that many hours, 50,000 hours or 10 years or whatever?
How would they know?
Well, in electronics, what we do is something called accelerated heat testing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's basically a curve that says if you increase the heat by so many degrees, that will be the same as doubling the life. And so what we do is we put devices, and this is something I do in my ordinary product development, we'll put devices inside an oven, and it, you know, looks a little bit like the oven you would use, except there's holes in it for putting electrical wires in and out. And so you do an accelerated heat test. But the problem is the curve of what you think the heat is going to do in terms of stimulating the life, well, you know, that's a little bit experimental, and nobody really knows for sure unless you have a bulb on for 5 or 10 years what it's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happened is a lot of people guess, and CFLs just haven't really lasted what they said they would. And that was also true with LED bulbs as well.
But
and I think that's changing now in second generation.
Bert, when you talk about the CFL, the compact fluorescent light, but what my experience is that we've used fluorescent lights for a very long time, and they have a really long life, but not the compact fluorescent light. The tube fluorescent lights seem to last. Well, for example, at our farm, I have never replaced a tube fluorescent light in 7 years. I haven't done it. And I know that I've replaced every single compact fluorescent light in the kitchen at least every year or to a year and a half.
Well, there's two reasons for that. So the first is, I think you hit on it, Vince, when you talked about the heat. In the compact fluorescent, since it's all wound up, that heat is all right there, right at the junction where the glass meets the bulb.
Mm-hmm.
The second reason is that people don't want to wait the 1 second or 2 seconds to turn on your bulb. You know, when you enter your office, you probably notice when you flip your fluorescent light, there's a second or two to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people don't want that at home, so what they do is they intentionally jam extra current into the bulb when you first start it up, so you get that instant on experience, but that also shortens the life of the bulb.
Hmm. Okay, so that explains why then, when you do have a compact fluorescent, they last longer if you leave them on for a long time.
That's correct.
And, you know, the only compact fluorescent bulb that I have not replaced in our entire farm is one that sets horizontally in a wall sconce, and it's used as a nightlight. And it goes on once a day, and it goes off, you know, during the day. So at night it's on. It's on horizontally. It's, I think it's a 13-watt compact fluorescent, and it has lasted 7 years. It's the only one.
Wow, that would definitely be an outlier.
In terms of life expectancy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But none of the others have. You know, the ones that you'd use it as a normal, in a normal lighting arrangement, they just don't last. Okay, so let's talk about how many watts do these light bulbs, these new LED light bulbs, consume? We talked about 100 watts for incandescent, 25 for a compact fluorescent. How many watts would an equivalent light output of 100-watt incandescent consume as an LED light?
Well, approximately half of the CFL, or if we use your 100-watt example,
mm-hmm.
let's say between 10 and 15 watts, and it varies, but somewhere in that area.
Okay. If we use the number 10 to make it simple, it would
mm-hmm.
use 10% of the current of a 100-watt
yes.
light bulb. Okay. And do you think that they actually will last the expected or rated 50,000 hours, or what do you think?
Well, 50,000 might be a stretch, but I think the new ones, there should be no problem getting 10 or 20,000 hours from them because they're much better designed. The new chips are very well designed, and they're operating the LEDs at their rated current. And they're really a much better bulb now that's available. And this is just in the last year or two that these have been coming on the market.
Okay. So then if we look at them, they have different, they're called color temperatures, degrees
yeah.
Kelvin. Can you explain what that means and how we understand that? Because we're used to the names warm white, soft white, natural, and cool white.
Right. Well, cool white is about 3,500 degrees Kelvin. Your warm white is about 2,700. And natural light is about 5,000 to 6,000. Now, your incandescent bulbs are typically warm white, and that's about the 2,700 number.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that that's not really natural light. I know a lot of people say they like that, but that's pretty much because they've become accustomed to it. If you actually look at some of the health studies that have been conducted, and I can refer back to a book that I read back in the 70s called Health and Light by John Ott. This is a book that many other doctors and scientists refer to when you look at the health issues with lighting. Basically, the premise of the book, and I believe this, is that human beings developed under the sun, which is a natural full-spectrum lighting. And when we're indoors under incandescent bulbs, it's unnatural, and there are some health issues with it.
Well, I can tell you this, that Dr. Norman Shealy, who's on with me twice a week, and he's going to be on Wednesday morning, he absolutely positively believes there's a link between health and light, and exactly as you're saying. And he's a neurosurgeon. He's right all the time. He really
is. And in hospitals, they'll put people under natural light for therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's typically 5,000 to 6,000 degrees. So I would encourage your listeners, if they are looking for LED bulbs, to try moving to something that's 5,000 to 6,000. There's no additional cost. In fact, in most cases, the LEDs operate more efficiently at that temperature.
And you say, yeah, and let's make this clear. We're not talking about something that's blowtorch hot class. What we're saying is that's the color indicator in temperature of the light. But
that's
they are
correct.
Cool to the touch. You can,
yeah.
You can put them in your hand and you will not get burnt.
That's correct.
Okay. So, shoot, holy smoke. This class is going fast. We've got, probably another 10 minutes after the break. We're going to be talking about exactly how to pick the color temperature of those lights, and we'll go into a little more depth of what it means. Bert Pertonis is with me, USAPreparedness.com. I'm Vince Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
On a sad note, Andy Griffith just passed away today. He died at 86. He's known as America's Sheriff. Andy Griffith has passed away. Very sad note. He was famous for the Andy Griffith Show, and he passed away in North Carolina this morning. Perpertonis is with me, and we are talking about LED lighting. And so to finish up the discussion about the temperatures, if we want as close to natural, which we believe is the healthiest for us, what temperature, again, would we need to be at the 5 to 6,000 degree Kelvin range?
Yes, 5 to 6,000, in some cases it's 6,500, and that'll get you very close to natural sunlight.
Okay.
And that should give you a nice look in your house that will look pretty much like it would be if you were in the sun.
Okay. And, Bert, what are the costs of these lights? Now, the compact fluorescents, you know, when they first came out, they were quite expensive, maybe $10 a piece, and they got down to, oh, maybe $1.50 a piece now if you buy them in quantity. What would the cost of the equivalent, or let's say the equivalent of a 100-watt LED light bulb cost that you can just screw into a regular socket?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's sort of good news and bad news. So the good news is the cost is coming down rapidly, very much like CFLs. The bad news is it's still more expensive than your CFL. You might pay anywhere from $5 to $20 for an LED bulb now. Now, the ones that you find in the stores are generally the major brands, and they're going to be more reliable. You can go on the Internet and find bulbs as low as $2 or $3 in some cases, but you're taking a gamble. So if you find a store where you've bought the bulbs before and they seem to be reliable, then I would say continue buying them. But especially on eBay, when you're getting bulbs from China, there's a big variance in the quality of the bulbs.
Okay. And when you look at bulbs, are there any of them that are not made in China?
Sure. Some of them are made in other countries, but a lot of the LEDs are manufactured overseas, even if it's United States companies. So like most things electronic now, the vast majority of the assembly plants are overseas. And it is an electronic device. I mean, really, it's some 20 or 30 components that are now inside that light bulb. So you're really buying an electronic device when you buy an LED light bulb.
Mm. So it's no longer just a glass envelope with a base and a filament. It's actually microelectronic circuits.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. And do we have to worry about the position that they are in, for example, upside down versus sideways, horizontal, or, you know, like you'd base down, like you'd screw in a light bulb in a lamp?
No, you don't have to worry about that, and you can simply buy the LED bulb that is best suited for where you're putting it. If you have track lighting, you can buy PAR 20, PAR 30 bulbs. If you have something that you want more uniform light radiation, you can buy glow bulbs where there's a glass diffuser, circular or tubular. So you don't have to worry about how you mount them, and you should be able to find a bulb in the configuration and style that suits your socket.
Mm-hmm. And do we have to be concerned about hazards? Now, I'm not talking about the manufacturing hazards. I'm talking about the hazards of breaking one of these or dropping one of these or disposing of one of these from our homes or businesses compared to the mercury vapor that's in either a tubular fluorescent or a compact fluorescent, which is hazardous.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any hazardous materials in your typical LED light bulb. Even the solder now that's being used doesn't have lead in it in most cases. So it's very safe. You could probably even swallow an LED bulb and nothing would happen.
Well, let's not do that anyway.
Not encouraging it.
Yeah. Bert Bertonis has been with us, and he's going to be back for more classes on science and technology. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We've been experiencing some technical difficulties throughout the week, and this is just one more. So I'm using the hotline, plain old telephone service, to reconnect to Genesis. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones is up next. Thank you so much, Bert Bertonis. We'll see you again.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.